Kuf Yud Siv Zayin. Oymer Oysa Acha Sheikhzik Bederach. Someone is starting a trip, he should not say it till he leaves town and he's on his way. He also should not say it unless there's a trip out of town, a parsa. That's 4 million for that 4 kilometers. Have a pause parsa, the Yachlan Baruch. If he's a trip less than a parsa, you should say it without the bracha because of the suffix. He needs to say it because if you're so close to a city, it's less of a sakona. It's preferable to say in the first parsa. So basically, once you leave the town, you should say it. Within the first parsa, you could say it later on the trip also. You could say it, you don't say the first parsa, you could say loud. If you get within a parsa of your destination, you should say without a bracha, because once you're within a parsa of your destination, once again, there's less of a sakara. A person who goes into Beis HaMedrash, you should say, Yerotzen l'fnei Hashem v'kenev k'nei l'sinu sh'lo yikoshet v'ahalocha, to the whole Nusach. Mishabu ben Zarizal would say this every morning, and then afterwards he'd say some psukim, Ki Hashem yitin chokhma v'impiv das esfun, Hashem gives chokhma from his mouth. Galeinu v'abitin nifloiz v'toyosecha, open up my eyes and I should see wonders from your toy. Mishabu brings from the Taz, that even a person learning by himself, should also say, this bakosh, not to make a mistake in his learning, the pride of somebody that does paskin alochas, brings in another Nusach. That's when you go in. Pitsiyasta, when you leave the Beis Medrash, the Rambam writes, both these tefillos are choyva, it's a requirement, and to make a difference if you're standing or sitting, you should say, if you're learning at home, then when you finish your learning, you should say this, Ha'idot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi Daniel Fonecha, Shesam Tichelkin Yeshu Beis HaKadosh. Yeshu Beis HaKadosh.